Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. Laying the groundwork for a show Bible. This starts off with an email. Thank you so much for your articles and your podcasts. They've been enormously insightful. Here's my question. I intern at a casting office and have a great relationship with everyone there. They are even working to help me get into the union. A few weeks ago, they let me come to the full cast table read of the film they're casting to read the roles that haven't been cast for actors who couldn't make it. I met the director, the writer, all of the producers, and so on. I believe that I made as good an impression as I could have. Beyond my relationship with the CD, how can I take advantage of having met all of these people even further? I'm non-union, 23, and unrepresented. I was trained at American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York, and I'm a member of Open Fist Theater. I've been in LA about a year and a half. Thank you so much. Okay, first, let me commend you on taking advantage of one of the most important industry relationship builders available to actors, and that's interning. It's such an important part of an actor's overall self-management plan to do that. So the fact that after just 18 months in LA, you're already doing table reads with the bigwigs is something to be proud of. Yay, you. I'd like to believe that by doing good work at the table read, you've already impressed the producers, the director, the writer, and your boss, the casting director. You may be surprised to get a call when they begin shooting that goes along the lines of, hey, you know, we never found someone that we liked as much as you for the role of such and such. You want to come to set? And if that doesn't happen on this project, there are who knows how many projects in the future for all of the various people that you impressed with your professionalism and willingness to help out at that table read, right? Of course, I'm sure you're looking for something a little more specific than leaving folks with a good impression of you. I get that. So perhaps you could send a postcard to each of the principal players just to say, again, thanks for having me. I've enjoyed working with casting director so-and-so on your film. Have a great shoot. Or if one of them calls the office during your internship and you answer the phone, you could take a moment to mention how much fun you had at the table read. You'll know what's most appropriate to the situation, of course, because you're great at reading the room and the phone and everything else. If you don't feel comfortable dropping a line or having a chat specifically about the table read, you could just be sure to get mailing addresses for each of the players and use those addresses in a future mailing, you know, announcing a play at your theater company, sharing the good news when you get an agent or do become a member of the union, and so on. You're pretty much adding to your actor Rolodex every day in this town. And I feel so old school using the term Rolodex. Basically, I mean your show Bible, your mailing list, your database of industry professionals, your target audience, your web of trust. One of the hardest things to do when you're on your own with no agent or manager to pitch you or do follow-ups on your behalf is to trust that people will remember you for having done good work and they'll think of you when they need your type in the future. Look, I frequently get calls and emails from producers who saw a film I cast, heard me speak at an industry event, or met me in passing way over a year before. I used to worry that if I didn't hand out a business card to every person who had the potential to hire me as a casting director at every industry event I attended, I was missing out on gigs. But being proactive is sometimes as simple as doing great work consistently and being findable when the producer is ready to hire you. Follow up in as professional a way as possible, of course, and then move on, continuing to build your relationships and continuing to do good work. You're already kicking butt and you've only just landed here. Keep it up and keep me posted on how it goes for you. All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.